It's a little slogan that helps people make better decisions whenever they face any kind of moral dilemma or difficult choice. Well, I think that's a good idea, but I don't think it goes far enough. I need spiritual guidance from a source that's even easier to follow, from a source that speaks to today and doesn't require a lot of heavy reading. That's why I'm proposing a new acronym, WWGBD. It stands for, What Would George Bush Do? Let's say, for example, I'm walking through the mall, and I find a paper bag with $10,000 inside of it. $10,000! Should I turn the money over to the nearest police officer, or should I take the low road, keep the money, and invest it in human cloning companies? That's when I would summon my spiritual deity. I would say to myself, what would George Bush do? Then the answer would come to me in a flash. I would divide the money up evenly and distribute it to my 10 wealthiest friends. They helped me get where I am today, and I know they have the discipline to spend it wisely. What if I'm walking into a bar, and some guy who's had too much to drink pushes me for no reason? He wants to goad me into a fight and challenges my manhood in front of all my friends. Do I follow my primitive urges and take a swing at him? Or do I turn the other cheek like it says in the New Testament? I take a deep breath and think, what would George Bush do? Instantly, I have my answer. I declare martial law and make the bully appear before an untelevised military tribunal. So, the next time you face a difficult decision or modern life just starts to get too complicated, ask yourself, WWGBD. If you're still not sure what to do, do what the great man himself does. Call Donald Rumsfeld.
That's Public Radio Weekend's own Adam Borstein. I'm David Brown, and this is Public Radio Weekend.